Hello friends, welcome back to the What To Do podcast. My name is Aini Princess. Wow, it's been a minute. I know, right? On podcast today, I want to share some lessons that I've learned in the course of running my business. I mean, it's officially 4 years. Yeah, I'm proud. So if you I've listened to this podcast from the very beginning, you already have an idea on how the business came to be in the first place. I mean, it all didn't start as a business, but here we are. I am now operating a full-grown business. Yeah, I think I can put it that way. Anyways, so back to today's topic. I'm going to be sharing with you lessons that I've learned in the course of running my businesses. You see these lessons, and some of these things that I want to share with you have cost me money. I've cried so many times. In short, there were times that I was like, okay, I'm not even doing it again. Please, let me just shut down. Let me go and do something else with my life. So I can look back and talk about some of these things now, but trust me, while I was dealing with these problems, it was so difficult and annoying. So learn from my failure, learn from my, you know, grave mistakes in business. So I'm going to summarize some of the things that I've learned into 10 points or maybe less. Anyways, let's just get right into it. So first lessons from my failure in business, or from trying to grow and start a business, is one, don't start or try to run a business without money or capital. Well, it's obvious, but it's important that I just point that out, because these days people will say things like, oh, there are so many businesses that you can start without cash. They say things like, you know, drop shipping and all others. Well, yes, there are businesses that you can start without money. But to save you from frustration, please make sure you have money. I don't want to talk about dropshipping and every other business model, because that's not the purpose for today's podcast. But if you're the main reason for starting a business is just to, let's say, put food on your table on a daily basis, let's say as a student, you just want to, you know, make small money, you know, have pocket money and stuff, you're not looking at the long run. You're not looking at, oh, money to make, to keep and sustain yourself. If you want to start a business and you're looking at that business as the business to sustain you, take care of you, give you money to, you know, to do big girl up and down, please just save yourself that stress. If you don't have money, don't even bother to start business, because trust me, business costs a whole lot of money. I mean, I know how I sound right now. Somebody's saying, but I want to start a business to make money, and she's telling me I need money to start a business. Yes, you need money. You need money that you've saved up or put aside to push that business from the beginning, or maybe somebody to sponsor or give you money. If not, you'll be frustrated. And it will be very hard for you to grow in that business, because when you just start a business, you can't really just spend all the profit. You need to like put money back into it. And if you are just making one naira, putting it back, it's not going to really make much difference. What I'm just telling you, I'm just here to warn you, see, don't start a business if you don't have money to push it. You'll be frustrated, because you will start the same business with people, with friends. You have all the expertise, the knowledge and everything, but you will not grow. You see other people grow, but you will not grow, because you will not have money to do the important things to your business. Is it you that you don't have money to stock up, that you want to have money to market? No. Is it not somebody that has money that will budget for marketing? So number one lesson, if you don't have money, please don't start any business. Just go and get a job, find something else to do. But if you are a student, I think you're exempted, kind of. I don't know. It depends on what you want for yourself. Anyways, that's point one. Oof, excuse me. So point two, from what I have learned, it is so important that you give yourself to research. Study your industry very well. I know that this part of the world, Lagos, Nigeria, we are all just trying to, you know, make ends meet. It's just hustling. Now also, you know, consider us which one be industry. But it is important though. I'm not saying that you go to school and go and study, but ask questions before you say, oh, I want to start selling bags, for example. I want to start selling air. Try to shadow people that are already doing. Forgive me for using the word shadow, but I'm just trying to be as real as possible, you know, and just tell you the way it is. Just try to shadow people that are already in the business. Sometimes you can walk up to them and ask. There are some people that are willing to help you. Some people, they are so accommodating and they are willing to take you under their wings to teach you. But some people, they'll just tell you no, but that's fine. You can always move on. Ask more people. Some people are going to be very willing to help you. Try to find out about that industry you're trying to get into. Try. It saves you stress later on. Don't just go and carry money. Because I said, oh, you should have money before you start business. Don't just go and carry money and go and buy inventory and stock. And not start looking for what to buy. No. There must be a market for that product itself. And even from that market, you still have to be able to like niche down the people that you want to be selling for. Just make sure that you're always attentive. Make research, okay? Don't just dabble into things anyhow. Make plans. Be attentive. Ask questions. Ask for feedback from the people that you sell to. Just ask questions. So that's the second point, okay? Number three, don't receive loan to sustain yourself. So, okay, if you have taken my advice from the beginning, you know that I said that make sure that you have money before you start business. It's usually advisable that you save up a little for yourself so that you can use it to like push your business. But in the case that you didn't start your business with money, you're not looking for other ways to get money to put into your business, please don't think loan. Don't think loan, because it's very difficult for a small business to grow. And sometimes, I'm talking for experience, so I don't want to start going like deep, because this podcast is going to be too long if I start telling you the real life experiences. Just take my word for it, please. Don't take loans except you have another source of income. Let's say you have a 9-to-5 job and you have a stable source of income, like money is coming in, and you now have a business they are trying to push. You can now say you want to take loan such that if the business does not work, the other source of income, you can use it to pay your loan. But if you are just starting that business, you don't have any source of income, and then you want to go and collect loan. it's going to be bad for you, because now loan, you know, you have to pay interest on a loan. It depends on how that loan that you have taken, how it works. If things don't go well, trust me, things will not go well. Things don't go well every time. And most of us don't know this because we are 9-to-5, you know, salary earners. Sometimes, even when things are not going well in your company, it's none of your business. Your boss will have to pay you. But as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, if you don't sell, you no go chop. Pardon my pidgin for my other audiences, but what I mean is, if you don't sell, you are not going to eat. So it's very, very important. Don't even think of loan. You can think of investment. Maybe not this very serious type of investment, because it's not like you are trying to build a tech startup or something, but you can look to family and friends as of people that, you know, really like you, trust you, maybe because of the way you are, maybe they've seen that you are able to deliver, so they want to bet on you. Those kind of people, they can give you money to, like, okay, invest in your business, and whatever happens, they are ready to, like, bear the risk. You can do that. But don't go to banks or microfinance, whatever, institutions to collect loan. Because at the end of it all, you'll be destabilized if sales don't go well. You'll not be able to focus on selling and, you know, planning so many things in your business, because all your attention will be on running up and down to pay your loan, to pay the interest and things like that. Please take note. I know these things, they seem so obvious and simple, but if you don't take notes, it can cost you your peace. I know what I'm talking about. Just take notes. To even avoid borrowing money to start a business, I think it's just good for you to save up for that business, or go to your family and friends, you know, ask them to invest in your business. That way it's easier for you. You know, the way investment works is different from the way loans work. Most times, or depending on the kind of investment. So if the business fails, for example, or if something goes wrong, everybody is going to share the profit and everybody's going to share the loss. But for the loan, whether your business makes money or not, you have to pay the loan back with interest even. So if I'm borrowing you money as a microfinance bank, it's none of my business if your projections didn't work or you didn't sell as opposed to what you projected. You will pay my money, you will pay it with interest. So that's why it's very important to seek investments rather than loans. And of course, even before you get investments, you need to be able to, like, do something for yourself. If I am a member of your family or your friend, I will not just give you money and say, I believe you, you take my money. No, you have to show me something. I have to be sure that, oh, this person I want to give my money, she is capable. And how do you show me that? It's by running the business first with your money now. Abi, you do something first. You carry your own, how do they say? You carry your load to one place first before somebody will carry it for you. Apologies, I know that I've been just trying to mix things up, but trust me, I'm trying to explain all of these things that I'm saying as much as I can. So permit me, even when I speak pidgin sometimes. I'm a Lagosian. I'm from Lagos, Nigeria. Okay, so that said, the fourth point, make sure you have a business goal. It's important to have a goal. You hear people say, oh, have this goal, set goals. It's very important to have a business goal, because everything that you decide to do will be you working towards that goal. Yes, and no matter how big you think that goal is, feel free to dream. No matter how big it is, as long as it is realistic and it is possible, just dream that dream, write it down. It's very important to have a business goal. So whatever decision you have to make, whatever it is that you have to do, it will be you working towards that goal. So don't just try to run a business and tell yourself, we'll just see how it goes. No, don't do that. Set a business goal. It is very important. Don't make that mistake. And if you've been running your business for a while now and you don't have a goal, while it's not too late, just sit down and set a goal. Ask yourself, okay, what is it that I would like to achieve? I want to achieve. You can start small. Give yourself like a 6 to 12 month goal, and when you hit it, you can set another one. So you don't have to, like, set a long-term goal like that. You can set your goals, you know, at intervals. You can have short-term goals. Okay, so another thing, lesson learned, don't go spending money on things that are not very important or essential. I'll make you an example. Now the thing is, most of us, when we just think about starting a business, the first thing we'll just go and do is we'll go and pay for logo, we'll go and buy carrier bags, nylon, we'll print everything, can buy 200 pieces, put name, everything. We shall spend money on so many things, branding, and
we forget about the important thing, which is the product that we are trying to sell. Instead of spending more money on quality products or investing into the product experience, what we do is we go spending money on branding. Now, I'm not saying that it's not good to like invest in branding, but when you're just starting out as a small business that is not even sure what tomorrow holds, you're not even sure if you're going to shut down or close that business in 6 months, investing heavily in brand is not advisable. Because the thing is, most startups, most small businesses that I know, my friends, people that I know, in 6 to 12 months of starting their business, they always rebrand. They always have to like change their name or like niche down or something, because at that point that you're starting your business, you don't have all the factors together yet. So why are you running up and down trying to like pay for so many things? No, the focus should be on the product. Depending on what you're trying to sell, invest like in quality products, your customer experience, and then try to spend more money on marketing. Do you get? So what I'm trying to say is, if you have done your market research and okay, you are sure that oh, this product people are going to buy, works well, this, that, spend money on the product, the experience that your customer gets from buying or shopping that product. Do you get? And then you start spending money on marketing afterwards. That is, after you have that product, somebody, let's say you now have one or two people that have purchased that product. Now they are satisfied with what they've gotten or what they bought. You can now start spending on marketing, because now you know that you have a product that works, a product that delivers on its promise. So then you start spending money on marketing. Now from marketing, you can spend some money on branding too, but please don't spend on branding first. Make sure that you have a product that works first and that have a customer to testify that product works. Make sure that a customer already enjoys the experience that your product give. I mean, all of these things, they are just my opinion. I'm sharing these things from personal experience. Doesn't mean that it always has to be that way. I'm just telling you what has worked well for me. Because this branding thing, I remember that when I first started, even before I started buying products that the customers want, I was spending money on buying carrier bags. I didn't know what I was thinking about, and you know, at the end of it all, I didn't even end up using some of those paper bags that I printed. So anyway, that's about that. Another thing is, invest in people. You can't be the only person in a successful business. So this has to do with you expanding anyways. So before you start thinking about this level, you must have gotten to a stage where okay, the product works, customers are already buying things, and you like doing things in the business is now so difficult. You can't be the only person in your business anymore. So let's say that as someone that is selling bags, for example, I have quality products, I have customers that now patronize me frequently. I sell on WhatsApp, Instagram, I have a website, and I'm still the only person in my business. The next thing to do at that point is to take the business to the next level. That is bringing more people in or trying to work with automated system such that you do it in a way that people don't have to wait for you, for example, to come online before they shop. You have to start using automated system like websites that can fulfill people's orders when they want to shop. So when you come online or when you're available, you just see that people have bought stuff and you just need to start packing things for them. Do you get? You don't have to, at that point when you start selling and you have multiple or different medium of selling, but you don't make sales until you come online. No, now that's not helpful. So you can't be the only one. So at that point, you have to invest in people, whether to bring one or two more persons, you know, on board, depending on your business needs. And when you want to employ, that one is a different case on its own. I think I made a podcast about that before now, so you can go listen to how to hire right or something. Okay, so another point of mine is, the moment your business starts making more money, think about investment or any other passive source of income. So your business is profitable now, everything is going well. Please start thinking about investment. Make sure that you have another source of income. Make sure that the only money that you make does not come from your business alone. Let me explain that better. So your business is doing well now, you're selling, everything is going very well. When you bring in 1,000 bags in 1 week, everything sold out, you are making money. Now, when that start happens often and everything is going smoothly, please start thinking about another source of income, passive source of income. Make sure it's legal though, because anything can happen. And I'm going to keep telling you, because when it comes to business, even though you are so very good at projections, you're so good with working with your data, some things happen. For example, it could be something out of your control, like government passing a law or a bill that affects one segment or aspect of your business, that cripples one aspect of your business. Do you know what will happen? Imagine somebody that is rich, that has been rich, and all of a sudden the person is what? Is poor because of just one law that is being enforced by the government. So it's just so important that you have another source of income, just so that if anything were to go wrong, you have something to fall back on. Or if something were to go wrong in the sense that, oh, let's say a new competitor emerges and, you know, sales dwindles and stuff like that, if you have another money that is not from your business, you can always pull money out to put into your business again. It's just so important that you have another source of income. That's what I'm trying to say anyways. And invest in financial education and management. You have to understand what your running costs are, your profit, your loss, your revenue. Some of us, we just run businesses. We don't even know if we make profit or not. We shall know that money is coming in. Some people don't even know that their revenue is not their profit. So it's very important that you invest so much in financial education. Invest so much. Try to understand. If you have an auditor or an accountant overseeing your account, please ask questions. As the owner or the founder of a business, you don't have to know everything that has to do with the account, but you need to understand how everything works. You need to know what the company or the business spends money on most, what makes money for you most. So if you sell like 10 items, you have to know like your top 5 items. You have to know what items perform very well in a particular season. Please make sure you understand and you know your business very well, like the back of your palm. Okay, so I think my last point for now will be to seek support. Excuse me, I need to drink water. Seek support. Okay, I'm back. I say this every time. You need support. You can't do it alone. If you want to be sane, if you want to remain sane, don't even try to pull this on your own. Entrepreneurs, business owners in Lagos, Nigeria, especially, I'm going to keep emphasizing on Lagos, Nigeria, because this is the market that I know and understand very well. You need support. You need support in the form of family, friends, colleague. You need to talk to people often. I think it's even helpful that you belong to associations where there are people facing or having the same issues just as you are, like associations of entrepreneurs or business owners or something in your industry, so that it won't just be you. And don't forget that you have the Holy Spirit to help you whenever you feel overwhelmed. Don't forget to pray as a Christian or whatever religion that you have. I'm a Christian, so I'm going to emphasize on
praying, asking God to help you stay strong and sane. So my bonus point would be that please and please, you can always quit though when you want. Okay, you can always quit to do something else or take a break or even reinvent yourself or the business that you are doing. I'm going to break that down. See, to successfully run a business, you need perseverance. You can be running a business for like 2-3 years until you become very, very successful. I'm not saying that's the same thing for everybody, but I'm saying to run a business, you need to be patient. You need to persevere. That said, you need to know when to let things to go. I mean, if you have been doing something for the past 7-8 years and you can't put food on your table without business, maybe it is time to let go. Now, I'm not saying that you should give up that quickly, but try to listen. Check everything that needs to be checked. If you are doing everything right and things are not working, you can even seek for professional help. There are coaches these days, all right? Ask people for help. Ask people in your industry for help. But don't forget that you can always quit or reinvent your business. If something is not working for you, you can always reinvent. If the bag business or the hair business is not working for you, you can always shut down and do something else. Your experience will always come in hand, you know, for something else. So some people, they say that what they are doing is no longer working, but sometimes they are scared of shutting down because of what other people will say. Trust me, if shutting down is the best decision that you can take, please shut down. Take that experience and knowledge to do something else. It doesn't mean that when you shut down a business now and you can't start another business, or when you shut down a business now, if you start another business, you fail. No. So my last point for today, you can always reinvent yourself. You can reinvent yourself or your business as many times as you want. Always know when to quit. Okay, so that's all I have for you today anyways. I hope this was helpful and relatable. Trust me, I love it when I come here to share things with you people. I know it's a podcast, an audio program. I don't get to see all of you, but sometimes it just feels like I can feel you people. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyways, so please take note of all these things that I've said, and I wish you all the best in your businesses, in your startups, in your endeavors, whatever it is that you are doing. God bless you. Okay, I think I had to add that. All right, we are going to see again next week. No, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about next week. Don't forget, you can always send in questions or even suggest topics that you want me to talk about. As long as I have experience or something to say, I'm going to, you know, talk about it. And if I don't, I can even bring somebody here on the podcast to share with us. Thank you for joining us. Bye.